HBO's John Oliver, Disney should pay more taxes but not because of DPSH T. DeSantis. By David Ng on May 2, 2022. HBO's Last Week Tonight host John Oliver said he's pleased at the prospect of Disney paying more taxes in Florida but doesn't like the fact that it was Governor Ron DeSantis, R., who successfully brought down the hammer on the company. Oliver called DeSantis a right-wing dipshit and falsely accused the governor of being scared of gay people, presumably because of Florida's parental rights in education law, which prohibits the teaching of sexuality and gender ideology to children in kindergarten through third grade. Look, do I think it's bad if Disney pays more taxes? No, I don't. That would be a good thing, the British comedian said on Sunday's episode. I don't love that it might happen not through meaningful tax reform but on the whim of one right-wing dipshit who's scared of gay people and doesn't understand the First Amendment. But hey, ends, means, what are you gonna do? Watch below. Oliver also repeated establishment media claims that Florida taxpayers could end up footing Disney's $1 billion in outstanding bond debt. Governor DeSantis' office has refuted these reports, saying state taxpayers won't be stuck with the bill. Disney will pay its fair share of taxes, said DeSantis spokeswoman Christina Pushaw in a recent tweet. Floridians, including residents of Orange and Osceola counties, will not be on the hook. Do not fall for another partisan political lie being amplified by media. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.